Well, really, it started just the group of us as a panel and as an overall kind of football team. The management really instilled a lot of values into us, and one of them is always trying to give back. A number of us got together a couple of weeks ago when this all kind of kicked off and wanted to see what we could do as a group to kind of give back some small bit. And in the past, we had, before Christmas, we had a kind of family gathering with everyone that's involved with the Limerick football and close family members, and we kind of baked and cooked for them, and we had a lot of food left over. So one or two of the lads kind of rang up some local charities to see who would be interested in taking the food. And it was Brother Russell House were the ones that accepted and were delighted to get it. So when all this kind of came together, we thought we could kind of team up with a local entrepreneur, own Sheehan, who's the owner of Country Munch. So we got together, raised a bit of money between us, and used some of our player expenses to come together and just to get in touch with Novus again and to donate whatever food we could to them. Rang up Brother Russell House, they got me in touch with Fionnuala, who was in charge of catering for Novus. So what between us as a panel and Owen Sheehan, we got together and we organised a drop for this evening. It should be in the order of over 100 meals, and it's something we'd like to do again in the future.
Like during the season, you'll get certain expenses for food and meals and the likes. So you've basically used that towards paying for this. And you also raised money as well. How did you go about raising money?
Throughout the year, we do get expenses. We get €20 a week towards our food. Those expenses have now stopped. So we've just kind of put together some money, a small bit of money ourselves, and the management have contributed a little bit of money as well, just to continue it, because we were under the impression that we'd still be getting our food expenses. So we are hoping to have done this on a weekly basis. So just coming together, giving a few quid ourselves, we'll continue this a little bit.
And did it take much organising between yourselves? Have you? I'm sure you've been kind of, if all the panel have been in constant contact, I'm sure, over the group WhatsApp and the likes.
There's a small bit of organising, but it's nothing too troublesome. A lot of it is between Owen Sheehan from Country Munch. I'll kind of be the middleman for the panel, and then there's Nula, who's in charge of catering for Novus. As a panel, we try and stay as close as we can over WhatsApp. So this is just another small thing that goes into the group.
This is what the GAA is all about at the end of the day, isn't it? You represent your country, your county, yes, but you also represent your community. And it's there's a lot of community outreach and helping the community behind the scenes in the GAA. And I think in instances like this, it really comes to the fore.
Yeah, it is. And like you can see, as you mentioned earlier, like all the great work that Limerick GAA is doing and the GAA is doing as a whole, and even the smaller GAA communities are doing a lot to help out the elderly and a couple of other people who might need the help for even shopping and just collecting a few little bits from the pharmacy firm. Like this is just a small thing that we did as a group to kind of give back. And like, as you said, if a lot of other people get together in small communities and give back a little bit, it can do no harm.
Yeah, exactly. In terms of, I suppose, the isolation and the likes and the no collective team training, are you finding that hard? Have you been trying to tip away on your own? What way have you found that?
Yeah, it's very hard to do stuff on your own. I'm just coming back from a crucial injury. So my 9 months would have been up at the end of this week, and I would have been back into playing matches for the first time in a long time. So I'm actually kind of used to training on my own, so I'm not finding it too hard, but I know some of the lads are finding it a lot harder. We're getting a lot of help from the likes of Adrian, our strength and conditioning coach. And I suppose when this first kicked off, a lot of us kind of were going hell for leather at it, and we were probably overtraining, and we were probably breaking ourselves down a small bit. And now, looking at the context of things, it's probably best just to take a step back and tip away and do more maintenance work and look at a lot of weaknesses and work on skill work rather than just going hell for leather and doing plenty of running and sprinting and football work. It's just not sustainable over what will look like the course of a number of weeks and months.
Have you been impressed with, I suppose, the people of Ireland, but the people of Limerick as well in particular, in terms of trying to flatten this curve. And everyone seems to be doing their bit at the moment, which is fantastic, isn't it? And it's really important that we continue to follow the guidelines of the professionals and hope to come out the other side of this, because obviously our frontliners in the health service are under an enormous amount of pressure, and to help them out and to keep everyone safe, very important that we follow all the guidelines.
Yeah, no, I'm very impressed by the people of Limerick. And there's even a number of people within the panel who are on the front lines, like the Donal O'Sullivan, Stephen Lucy, who's in the background team, and a few others. There's also family members and parents and cousins, and as part of the kind of wider Limerick football family that are involved. And like, it's only a small thing for us to do, given the context of things, with social isolation and doing your small part to give back. So it's very encouraging.